And so we find that God moves in a very definite way here. And I tell you, friends, the judgment of these men is going to be serious. Now notice what God did. Verse 4, "And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. He spoke unto Korah and unto all the company, saying, Even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his, and who is holy, and who will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi." Now, they said to Moses and Aaron, "You take too much on you." Now, God says, "You take too much on you." And so what we find here, that God appears as he does at the time of the rebellion, at the time of the murmuring. And this is the second time that the glory has appeared in connection with the rebellion and murmuring in the camp. In verse 19, "And Korah gathered all the congregation together against them under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, Separate yourself from this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." Now, God's going to judge them in a very definite way. You see, these men even refused to obey Moses. They set up their own little worship, and they intended to divide the people, and it was a terrible thing. Therefore, God must deal with it, and God must judge it. Now in verse 31, notice, "It came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods." Now, it's quite interesting the way God judged them. They attempted to divide the people. And there is a law of God which operates, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." It's interesting, God judges the very same way in which the man sins. That's been true. It was true of old Jacob. It has been true of every other man. It was true of David. It was true of Paul the Apostle. God judges in the same way that you sin. Now, these men led a rebellion, and the earth opens up, it divides, and swallows them.